big issue. So I think we need to go to the...
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Morning, everybody. This is Paul, and we're going to be doing our Suffer Well devotional right now, which we do every morning. And to wake up early in the morning and just praise our wonderful Creator from every aspect, whether it's our physical health, our emotional health, or our spiritual health, is such an important thing, and it's the best way to start our day. And today's devotional, and these devotionals are sufferwell.org. And the more I think about this, the more suffering that I've went through in my life and continue to go through my life, the closer it draws me to our wonderful Creator. And today's devotional is an important message and an important reminder about purity, the purity of our lives, and not to give the enemy any window or any crack or anywhere to get into our lives. And when we identify it, we must figure out a way to get rid of it immediately. And it comes down to going to the extreme to keep our lives pure. Going to the extreme to keep our lives pure. And we have to understand purity and identify purity to understand impurity. And then once we identify, we have to take action and rebuke, destroy, and get rid of anything in our lives that is not completely pure. And that's the point we want to get ourselves to. So, as I think about the sufferings that we go through in life and how Yeshua draws us closer to Him through our suffering and the great blessing, but we don't identify it, my desire is to learn and grow in my vision of purity and impurity and to separate and divide myself from one to the other. And this is what we must all do. So I know there are a lot of you that are going through a lot of stuff today and something that... Things have been on my heart and are always on my heart about people that are suffering. You know, I desire and I read this book called Fox's Books of Martyrs about people that are literally have in history went through such sufferings and died for Yeshua, like literally gave up their physical life for Him with joy and happiness. And I think about the people all over the world today suffering for Yeshua, literally with their own blood, with their life, and but they do with joy and humbleness and happiness. And I'm thinking about the purity in our lives and how we let the impurity get in. How do we let impurity get into our lives? And I believe we're not preparing ourselves well enough and consistent enough. And I think this has become a very big issue. So I think we need to go to the extreme to prepare ourselves. And, you know, they talk about the armor of God, right? So when we leave our house, we should be prepared. Even within our house, we should be prepared to identify purity and impurity and to make sure our life is filled with the purest motives, with the purest actions on so many levels. But it's easy to get sidetracked. It's very easy to get sidetracked. So before we get into the devotional today, I want to start off with a psalm. I want to start off with Psalm 71, which Yahweh put on my heart this morning, because I know so many of us suffer so much. And we look at this old man in Psalm. Some believe it was David, but that's really an anonymous author. But we look at what he went through. And one of the greatest things that I do that's helped me so much when I say pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, and submit and rejoice, it's that praising. You know, it says in 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh all the earth. You know, proclaim the news from day to day of His salvation. And that is Yeshua. Hallelujah. So I think about that. And I think about this old man at the end of his life in Psalm 71. And I think about the praising. And I'm only going to do 2 minutes or maybe a minute of this, and then we're going to read the psalm. But how many of you actually listen to praise music? Other than once a week when you're at the church or something. How many of you listen to it every single day? and this is what we need to do. So Psalm 71, I'm just going to do this for about a minute or so, and then we're going to read the psalm. So hopefully you can hear this.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be shamed. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, a strong tower to save me.
Okay, so this is Psalm 71, which we're going to read right now. And I just wanted to play that just to let you know the wonderful praise that we hear. It helps us, prepares us, believe it or not, to get rid of the impurities in our life. And the devotional today starts off with the idea of leaven. And leaven is a metaphor or parable or whatever you want to say, example in scripture of when a little leaven gets into a big lump of bread, it destroys the whole bread. And when a little sin or a little unrighteous or a little impurity gets in our life, it destroys our whole life. And that's something we have to understand. When a little gets in, it destroys our whole life. It grows. So we need not let a little in or take it lightly for a little. So Psalm 71 says, O Yahweh, I've come to you for protection. Don't let me be disgraced. Save me and rescue me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me and set me free. So basically this man's saying, hear my prayers. I need you. He says in verse 3, be my rock of safety where I can always hide. Give the order to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. My God, rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the clutches of the cruel oppressors. O Yahweh, you alone are my hope. I trusted in you, O Yahweh, from childhood. Yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb, you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. My life is an example to many because you have been my strength and my protection. That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long. So important. Never stop praising him and declare his glory all day long. And now my old age, don't set me aside. Don't abandon me when my strength is failing. For my enemies are whispering against me. They are plotting to kill me. They say, Yahweh has abandoned him. Let's go get him. For no one will help him now. My God, don't stand away. My God, please hurry to help me. Bring disgrace and destruction upon my accusers. Humiliate and shame those who want to harm me. But I will keep hoping for your help. I will praise you more and more. I will tell everyone about your righteousness all day long. I will proclaim your saving power, though I am not skilled with words. So you see a man here who is suffering, but not giving up in faith to Yahweh, and he's proclaiming and praising. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit, and rejoice. Verse 16, I will praise your mighty deeds, O sovereign Elohim. I will tell everyone that you alone are just. O Yahweh, you have taught me from my earliest childhood, and I consistently tell others about the wonderful things you do. Now I am old and gray. I do not abandon me, Yahweh. Let me proclaim your power to this new generation, your mighty miracles to all who come after me. Your righteousness, Yahweh, reaches the highest heavens. You have done such wonderful things. Who can compare to you, Yahweh? And here it is, Psalm 71:20. You have allowed me to suffer much hardship, but you will restore my life to me to life again and lift me up from the depths of the earth. You will restore me to even greater honor and comfort me once again. Then I will praise you with music on the harp, because you are faithful to your promises. Oh my God, I will sing praises to you with a lyre, O Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy and sing your praises, for you have restored me. For you have ransomed me, it says. For you have ransomed me. verse 23, and then verse 24. I will tell about your righteous deeds all day long, for everyone who tried to hurt me has been shamed and humiliated. So remember this, folks. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent, submit, and rejoice. This is a perfect summing up in this here. And I wanted to start this off this morning because as I hear, you know, every psalm has a song. A psalm means song. And when we hear these songs, these are literally, originally these psalms were songs that were sung. So when we hear these, we understand the hardships they were going through. Verse 20 said, you have allowed me to suffer much in much hardship, but you restore me to life again. You allow me to suffer much hardship, but you restore me to life again. Charles Spurgeon, one of the greatest preachers to ever live, had a great quote that popped up in my mail this morning. It said, a man will never become great in theology until they become great in suffering. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? So what does all this have to do with not letting anything unholy or impure in our lives and destroying these things that are unpure and unholy? Well, we're going to get into this because that's what the devotional is about today. And I want to take you all to, I believe when we equipped ourselves, that's going to help us to identify the impurities and get them out. And that's why pray, praise, proclaim, reading, repent, and submit, and rejoice comes in. It equips us to understand the impurities in our life and helps us get the impurities out of our lives. I think we have to make the scriptures personal, and people don't do that enough today. I think we have to make what Yahweh did through Yeshua personal, and people don't do that enough. We can only say enough times Yeshua died for us, but eventually we lose the emotional part of that. So we've said it 1,000 times, but we have to understand somebody died and gave up their life. How do we have the right to complain about anything when somebody died for us? Can you think about the complaints we're taking to Yahweh and just think about somebody died for us? I mean, we don't even have a discussion towards this. Somebody died for us. Can you imagine telling somebody that you went to the store and you didn't get enough change back? They didn't give you the right amount of change. And then another person says, oh, you think you had a bad day? Somebody died today. You could just walk away. You have nothing else to say. Yeah, I guess my day's not that bad after all. And we need to think about this and think about our lives and make it personal. Make our walk with Yahweh personal. Suffering helps us make it personal. And if you think we're suffering, think about death and what Yahweh did to us through Yeshua. But we're promised his blessings in us. But what it all comes down to, folks, and what people died for in this book, the Bible, I'm going to tell you this. What people died for in this book, Fox's Books of Martyrs, what people were martyred for and people continue to be martyred for, it's one message and one message only that I share with you today. Keep your life pure. Learn the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness. Depart from the unholy. Depart from the unrighteous. Depart from the impurities. And when I say depart, you know the saying, be in the world but not of the world. Do not partner with sin. Do not make friendships with impurities. A little will destroy everything. A little will destroy everything. I believe this is the difference. This is what Set Apart is being about. 90% of the so-called believers of this world, and I'd say maybe 60 to 90% of the non-believers of this world, through just everyday morality, keep most of the guidelines and instructions of Scripture. That is not an opinion, it's a fact. Thou shalt not murder. Well, guess what? 95% of the people in this world are not murdering. They're morally keeping the guidelines and instructions. And those of us that go the extra mile to keep them all does not take out all the impurities of our life. There's a difference between following and living a righteous life according to scripture and destroying and eliminating and staying away from impurities in our life. Just because we're living a righteous life or seeking to do so does not get rid of the impurities. I want to read to you Matthew 5:19-26. Anyone who breaks even the least of the law of Moses and teaches his people to do what it says will be called the least in the holy nation of heaven. He who obeys and teaches others to obey what the law of Moses says will be called great in the holy of heaven. I tell you, unless you are more right with Yahweh than the teachers of the law and proud religious law keepers, you will never get into the holy nation of heaven. This is extremely important to understand this, as we're going to read this about impurities today and an impure life. It's not just about doing the guidelines and instructions. It's about doing it with the right attitude. It's about getting the impurity out of our life. An impure person can tell somebody and even do the guidelines and instructions, the commandments of our Creator. Do you get that? People that have impurities in their lives can still fulfill the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. They can fulfill the Torah. They do most of them anyway through the moral laws of this world. It's the impurity that will destroy them. How could I say this again? Can a healthy person have a disease? That's the question to ponder. Can a healthy person have a disease? Somebody says, oh, besides my cancer, I'm pretty healthy. Besides my diabetes, I'm a healthy man. Now, this person might be saying that, thinking there's some sense to that, but anyone hears that knows there's no sense to that. Besides everything I do bad, I'm a good person. It makes no sense. Well, it makes no sense to say, besides my impurities, I'm pure. Or besides my unholiness, I'm holy. I say this all the time in this series here. There's no neutrality with Yahweh. You're either for him or against him. There's no neutrality with him. You must learn to get rid of the impurities in your life, to identify and get rid of them and run from them. Run from sin. This is the problem. I talk a lot about contagious viruses and other things. And listen, if you saw somebody walking down the street and you heard they had Ebola, you wouldn't want to be around that person. You would run from that person. But you see somebody walking down the street that you know their life is just full of sin and impurity, and you partner up with that person, you become friends with that person, because we don't take sin serious. Treat sin like Ebola and run from it. And people that have it understand it's contagious. Sin is contagious. Don't partner with it. Keep your lives pure. Keep your lives holy. Get rid of the impurities in your life. Don't become a friend with sin. And don't become too comfortable with impurity. We must learn to hate it. That's what's supposed to happen when we accept Yeshua as Messiah. We are to love what he loves and hate what he hates. That's a heart change. Lip service means nothing if your heart hasn't changed. We need to get the impurities out of our lives and make our life pure. A little leaven will destroy the whole lump. Remember that. Remember that. That is the parable that's being used. So when we think about our attitude and the attitude that we have in serving Yeshua with praising and proclaiming, reading, repenting, and submitting, rejoicing, what attitude do we do it with? We must do it with kindness and humbleness. We must. anything other than kindness and humbleness is impurity that we need to get rid of. I'm going to say that again. Anything but kindness and humbleness is impurity in our life that we need to get rid of. I'm going to continue reading this, and then we're going to get into the devotional today. But it says, in Yeshua teaches about anger and killing, and this is in Matthew 5, 19 to 26. If you have heard a man, you have heard that men were told long ago, you must not kill another person. If somebody does kill, he will be guilty and will be punished for his wrongdoing. But I tell you that whoever is angry with his brother will be guilty and have to suffer for his wrongdoing. Whoever says to his brother, you have no brains, will have to stand in front of the court. Whoever says, you fool, will be sent to the fire of hell. If you take your gift to the altar and remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift on the altar. Go and make right what is wrong between you and him. Then come back and give your gift. Agree with the one who is against you while you are talking together, or he might take you to court. The court will hand you over to the police. You will be put in prison. For sure, I tell you, you will not be let out of prison until you have paid every piece of money of the fine. And what is this about? What is this about? Kindness and humbleness is the only way to be pure with Yahweh. We need to get rid of the impurities. Negative emotions of bitterness or any negative emotion will create a spiritual disease more harmful than any physical disease you could ever imagine that will infest your life. The enemy will try to find a way to destroy us, and he's trying to destroy us not only physically but spiritually. He's trying to take out the pureness, and he's trying to include the impurity in our life, and these negative emotions and these negative actions and these negative thoughts and these thoughts of anger, fear, and anything else that's not of Yahweh is going to just grow inside us and destroy us. And we must destroy that root from us and get rid of all impurities if we want to be and enjoy what Yahweh truly has to offer us. We must purify ourselves, get rid of the leaven in our lives. It says in Wisdom 11:17, wisdom is another word for a proverb. A proverb is another word for wisdom. It says, your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. We need to identify and get rid of this. And I've given you the formula of how to do that. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent, and submit, and enjoy, rejoice. That's the formula to get rid of, to prepare ourselves and get rid of the impurities in our lives. We've already read it in Psalm 71 when we read it this morning. We read it. Proclaim all day. Praise and proclaim all day. That's what we need to do. There's no room for impurities in our lives when we're praising and we're proclaiming and we're doing kind gestures in a humble way. Proverbs 3:3 says, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them in a depth within your heart. Never let them leave you. Don't burn any bridges, folks. Show the example of Yeshua in your purity that dwells inside you. I want to read 1 Peter 5, 7 to 10. 1 Peter 5, 7 to 10. Give all your worries and cares to Yahweh, for he cares about you. Stay alert. Watch out for the great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a lion, like a roaring lion, looking for somebody to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. In his kindness, Yahweh called you to share his eternal glory by means of Yeshua Messiah. So after you had suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. Remember, the name of this devotional is Suffer Well. And here we understand we will have to suffer with him, but this is for our good and will place us on the He will place on the firm foundation. So suffering is not a bad thing, but we need to understand what the enemy is trying to do. From a spiritual level, he's trying to breathe a root in us that is going to get us bitter because of that suffering. He's trying to plot us against Yahweh and what Yeshua is trying to do in our lives. That bitterness is a poison. It's a root that we need not in us. It is an impurity that we need to get rid of. As I read this, folks, we go to the devotional today. And this is such a powerful thing for us to purify ourselves. And I'm so blessed that I'm doing this and get to do this devotional every morning. And remember, the person that wrote this was in prison when he wrote this. You talk about Yahweh making you suffer. You talk about Yahweh making you suffer. Being in physical prison is not a pleasurable thing. But you know what's even worse? Being in a spiritual prison. Being in a mental prison. And because of fear and impurities in our lives, that's where people put themselves in a mental prison. They don't allow themselves to experience the joys and the blessings that Yahweh has for them because they're living in fear and stuck in this mental prison. But we have to think about the things that we do in our lives and how the little leaven, that little impurity, how it grows, how that root grows. And we look at this devotional, says a little leaven. This is number 21 in the Suffer Well devotional series. 1 Corinthians 5, 6, and 7 it starts off with. It says, your glory is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened. For indeed, the Messiah, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. And as we understand about leaven and unleavened and just the leaven that gets into us and grows into bread and so on, listen to what it says here in this. It says, a little leaven, mom and dad fight and use angry words. The lump. The children hear the fight and fear enters into their hearts. The fear turns to anger and then bitterness. The children act out with rude behavior towards friends. Friends feel unloved and insecure. Security enters their hearts. Friends tell their parents how they were treated badly. They don't want to play together anymore. Even the friends' parents build unhealthy mindsets towards the children. Offenses destroys friendships. The lump. Mom shows impatience with the store clerk due to anger at dad. Store clerk gets upset and she is tired of being treated badly by customers. Store clerk yells at mom in frustration. Boss hears the account and fires the store clerk on the spot. Store clerk was a single mom who could no longer support her family. She develops unhealthy fear, self-condemnation, and regret. Fear destroys future opportunities. The lump. Dad neglects to show up for a viral business meeting due to frustration with mom. Dad's business partner takes over the meeting in a pinch. The business partner is not prepared for meeting and loses a big account. The partner becomes angry and bitter because the dad missed the key meeting. The dad becomes angry and bitter because the partner is ill-prepared. They have a huge blowout. The future of the company and income for partners and all employees are in jeopardy. Bitterness destroys lives and futures. Leavens the whole lump. Do we see how a little leaven will destroy, how it starts, how it stirs up? And we just think about our lives. Think about yesterday, the day before, when something's happened in our life, anything that's happened in your life ever that was major started from something minor. Remember that, whether it was a physical thing you did or a spiritual thing you didn't do. You've allowed impurities in your life one way or the other. You've allowed the enemy to devour that situation, and that little thing grew up, that little spark turned into a big fire. But when we can identify this, when the impurity starts to seep in, we could just dash out those little sparks and they never become an issue in our lives. And that's what we have to do in preparing ourselves for these times. Continuing the devotional, it says, it only takes a little leaven to destroy a whole lump. Galatians 5:9 says, "This false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads through